again, I'm against the play because it's leading now to shoves all over the field. Right? And I just don't like the fact that you're in the open field, because I was, you know, the Patriots game with the Dolphins, where they threw the ball to Mike Gesicki. Mike knows he's not going to make it. So Mike then lateraled it back to one of the linemen. And then in the effort to make it, what happens? A Patriots player comes from behind, and he's trying to shove him. Meanwhile, the Dolphins are coming in, and they're trying to stop him. And you've got collisions in open field because you're allowing the shove to happen. It's not just a quarterback sneak. You're allowed to shove anytime, anywhere. And that's the problem. That's why, to me, it's got to be banned, because it's leading to dangerous plays in the 53 and a third. It's not just in the confined box where Jalen Hurts gets a first down. Right? That has nothing to do with it. I don't like the fact that it's leading to open field plays like that. Like, okay. And that's the issue I have with it. And that's not banning the quarterback sneak, is your ability to sneak in and get a first down. They never pushed Brady. I mean, Brady never got pushed. If you run it right, you get it. So the quarterback sneak's not the issue, but I don't like the push from behind. I didn't like it when Reggie Bush did it with Matt Leinart, and I haven't liked it since. That's not football. And I'm really starting to see more and more. Like I said, Donovan Smith, open field yesterday with the Vikings. Now, nobody got hurt in the play at all, but geez, I'm watching thinking, man, that's a dangerous play. Because you're coming up from behind of your own guy. You're then creating an additional collision out there on the field. And there's a lot of things about it I don't like about it. And it has really nothing to do with, I could care less if the Arizona Cardinals are having success with this. It has zero to do with the Philadelphia Eagles. For you, it has everything to do with the Eagles. You're not a big picture guy. You're all about, like, I mean, I don't even think you know anybody on the Cardinals. Because they're not, they must be on your schedule. You're playing all the weaker teams, right?
Yeah, actually, it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They come to Philly.
I knew it. Yeah, I knew it had to be. Yeah, you guys play all the lower tier teams. It's kind of easier to build a record that way. So it has nothing to do with Philadelphia. It has nothing to do with the two Giants getting hurt. That's irrelevant to me, too. I just think it's leading to other plays where you're shoving all over the field, it's dangerous. See, that's why I want it banned. You're mad because the Eagles have success with it.
Well, I mean, it's not only that, but it's just other teams are using it have been successful. Dallas was last night. The Giants weren't, but
Penn State used it.
Yeah, and Penn State was successful using
Penn
it.
Penn State used it. Okay, that doesn't mean I'm for it.
It's the Eagles are using their personnel way to use it in this case. And so was Penn State in that particular instance, and same with Dallas last night.
But my problem is it's leading to other plays where people are pushing.
That's the only your argument is one that I can understand, actually.
Yeah,
I'm going to be perfectly honest, because I do think that I think it's more dangerous to have that happen in the open field than it is there, but I see where you're coming from. I do.
Quarterback sneak. Say it was only confined to quarterback sneaks. I'd be like, okay, that's the way it goes. But see, what I'm seeing now is I'm seeing it all over the field. Like, oh, wait a minute. No. Come on. And it's dangerous for the ball carrier. It's dangerous for the ball carrier in the open field. And it's also dangerous to see this Mack truck coming at you. Right? That's not trying to block. They're trying to push. Yeah, I think that what's happened with the push is there have been unintended consequences to it. And one of them is it's now happening all over the field because it's legal all over the field. Like, uh-oh, okay. And you always have to look, what are the unintended consequences? When you confine it to the box, it's hard to see unintended consequences. But then you start seeing it in other parts of the field. And you sit there, I'm sitting there going, I don't think that's what they intended with the rule. And it has nothing to do with, I mean, you know, guys are going to get hurt on any play, for goodness sakes. You know, I've seen a guy get hurt in a kneel down, for goodness sakes. Okay? I saw one time in practice, Anthony Morelli, okay, dislocated his thumb on a handoff. I mean, all right? You're not supposed to dislocate your thumb on a handoff. Things do happen. So that's why I don't get, what, are we going to ban handoffs because he got a dislocated thumb? No. Guys get hurt on plays because certain things just happen in certain ways. I don't even think twice about that. So the Giants thing, nothing to do with this at all. It's the open field hits that bother me. Because the open field hits are done at full speed. When you're doing the push, to be honest with you, you're just like, you're firing out, but you aren't going full speed. As opposed to, I'm already running, it's that, let's just take a lineman. There's a good chance a lineman is running at maybe 13 to 17 miles an hour, depending on who it is. Or a tight end might be running anywhere from 15 to 19 miles an hour. Because you've now built up speed and you're going at it and you're attacking it. You're not coming out of a stance and doing it. You're now actually running. That's why I'd like to see them take a longer look at it. I could care less if the Eagles run the thing. That has nothing to do with anything. They're really good at it. But, you know, the reason you want to know why the Eagles are really good at it, nobody, okay, the key always is getting leverage. And leverage for an offensive lineman is always being low man wins. And the Eagles are dynamic on that play of being low man. Across the board, five guys are the lowest guys. It's well taught. You watch the Eagles run it. All five linemen are lower than every defensive lineman. And nine times out of ten, low man wins. So it's well taught. It's well executed. It is fundamentally an incredibly sound play by Philadelphia. Just in terms of how the line runs it. It's brilliant. I don't see anybody else running it the same way. I don't understand why other teams don't sit there and like put five guys low like they do, or six guys low like they do. It's how low the Eagles are that impresses me more than the push.
That and Jalen Hurts is one of the strongest quarterbacks you're ever going to see.
Well, he is strong. I mean, is he the strongest quarterback out there? You know, there are others. There are a couple guys that are probably stronger. But no, he's very strong. I mean, you know, he's got a powerful upper body. I mean, you know, you don't see the 49ers running with Brock Purdy. I mean, Brock Purdy is not anywhere near as, you know, physically built in the upper body area that Hurts is. Hurts has always been a good runner anyway, in part because he's powerfully built. And it does make a difference. So, and he gets low in the play too when need be. He does not run high. I mean, it's like seriously, you watch the play, it's like watching a group of gophers. There are gophers that are higher off the ground than the Eagles when they run that play.
I like that.
It's the open field part that. See, that's the unintended consequence. You always have to start figuring out the unintended consequences when you see it. And I've been seeing it, you know, all season long in different games where there have been more open field pushes because the rules allowed, and that's the unintended consequence.